Wendell, is this the kind of game that kind of scratches, you know, you scratch your head with after what the last game against Alabama, and then you come out and you had three turnovers there, you had like seven or eight in the first few minutes here?
I think we just got sped up at the beginning. We allowed them to control the tempo, and they got out on us kind of quick, and then we just kind of fell off towards the end of the first half. We had a really bad first half, honestly. I just feel like a lot of things weren't going our way.
When you say things aren't going your way, is it things that you can change, or is it just things that pure luck that, you know, just didn't happen, just didn't fall for us?
Credit to Auburn. They look like they knew some of our stuff. They scouted us pretty good, obviously. I just felt like our defense wasn't holding up very much. They're making threes, making shots. They had like seven threes in the first half. I mean, I can't say any more about that.
Savion, is this the kind of game that there's a lot to draw from, or is this one of the ones that you just kind of flush it, move past it, and kind of move on to the next one?
Kind of both. You let it go because of how bad it was, but you also take all the good things you did from and all the bad things, and you know what you need to improve on for the next game.
Just against Alabama, you were able to get the ball into Josh a lot. It seemed like that was something you really tried to do tonight. Was it just not there? Was it not part of the game plan? Or because he just did not get the ball in the offense?
They played the passing lanes real well. They were overplaying everything, and it was allowing for us not to be able to feed the post. They had a lot of ball pressure. Like I said, they were playing really fast, flying around, and it was just kind of a little lopsided from the beginning. So,
when Brown's going off, I mean, is that one of the things you're talking about, that you just need to do better? It's like when a guy's going off like that, you need to find that guy quicker?
Yeah, most definitely. After he made his first two, you could tell his confidence was getting very high. He was starting to just take ill-advised shots, just getting them up. But we just got to find them, find guys like that in transition, obviously.
When you said that they seem to kind of know your stuff a little bit more, was that more offense or defense, and what kind of challenges did that present?
It was a little bit of both. No, it was kind of tough on us adjusting because, you know, we had a game plan. We're following it. Like I said, if we didn't get so sped up, I think it would have panned out to be a little better than it was.
That ability to adjust, is that something that comes with more experience? When you have younger guys, kind of get more experienced, or how do you start to make those adjustments?
With experience, you learn how to adjust better. You know, most of the time, you just got to keep playing hard. You can't hang your head, so we kind of hung our head, but we just got to move past it and keep going.
Say, on something that normally doesn't happen when you get out rebound 50 to 33, what goes on there? What were they doing that where they're getting rebounds, you're not?
It was really just not boxing out, not hitting first, and they were sending most of the time five guys to the glass on the offensive end. So with our guards, even me playing the three sometimes, I'm not used to the three men going to the basket, so we got to box out.
Is that part of it tonight? Is this team just plays such a different style than most teams that you're going to face?
Yeah, they were very fast-paced, like Chuck said. It was just they started off really good. They got into a good groove from the start, and with everyone on their team, confidence being up, and our lack of defense on the defensive end is just hard to get back into it.
Is that the best team you guys have faced all season?
No.
Gonzaga
probably was.